Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Israel. First off, all praises to the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, the kingdom of God is in the preparation of the children. The kingdom of God is in the preparation of the children. I can't explain to you Israelites that's out here fighting and scratching and crawling to keep these commandments and do what thus says the Lord in your life, how important it is that you be a good example for your children, man.
That's right.
Those generational curses are real. And what I'm noticing is the curse always follows the children because what they see is what they do. So if you don't set a good example, you can tell them all day, be good. Don't do what I do. Do what I say, not what I do. You can say that as many times as you want to, but the child is going to follow the character of the parent. So it's very important that Israel watch what they do in front of these children, man. I'm gonna go ahead, man. Give me Sirach 1:25 right quick.
The book of Sirach, chapter 1:25.
Uh-huh.
The parable of the knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom.
Read it again.
The parable of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom.
Of wisdom. The parables of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom, of having wisdom. Read.
But godliness is an abomination to a sinner.
Read that again.
But godliness is an abomination to the sinner.
Understand something. Being godly, walking in this word, holding yourself accountable for what you do as you ride this wave of this truth. It's not righteous to a sinner, man. Walking in this word is never going to be good to somebody who's in sin. Because guess what? It puts them on the spot.
That's right.
It's holding them accountable for what they do. That's why when you tell brothers the truth, they get mad and they talk about you for an hour and a half. They throw videos out there about you. Because when you tell the truth, it hurts somebody's feelings, bro.
That's right.
You know? And godliness, man, this way of this walk, this research, this trying to be prudent in this walk, man. It's an abomination to a sinner. It hurt their feelings. Read on.
If thou desire wisdom.
If you gonna desire the wisdom, read.
Keep the commandments.
Do what?
Keep the commandments.
Do what this Bible say do. If you desire wisdom, read.
And the Lord shall give her unto thee.
It says, and the Lord shall give her unto thee. Freely he will give you knowledge, wisdom, and understanding if you apply yourself.
That's right.
Give me Wisdom of Solomon 6:12. Favorite scriptures, though. These are my favorite scriptures because these scriptures will keep me in check also. These scriptures are what guide me also because I'm going to show you something about this knowledge and this wisdom. Wisdom of Solomon 6:12. Read that.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 12.
Read.
Wisdom is glorious.
Wisdom is glorious. Wisdom wisdom is to be glorified, but you're not to be glorified of wisdom. You feel what I'm saying? We shouldn't be seeking our glory, but to have wisdom, it's glorified. It helps you, man. It picks you up. It helps you. It guides your steps. Read.
And never faded the way.
And never what?
And never faded the way.
This wisdom that God is trying to give us, it never fades. Read.
Yea, she is easily seen of them that love her.
She is easily seen of them that seek her, that love her, that keep her close unto them.
Right.
Read up.
And found of such as seek her.
And found of such as seek her. Do a diligent inquisition of this Bible. Read.
She preventeth them that desire her.
Uh-huh.
In making herself first known unto them.
Read.
Whoso seeketh her early shall have no great travail.
Shall not have any issues. Read.
For he shall find her sitting at his doors.
Well, he shall knock, and it shall be open unto you. Read on.
To think therefore upon her is perfection of wisdom.
To be guided through these scriptures, to read, to study, is perfection. Read.
And whoso watcheth, for he shall quickly be without care.
And whoso watcheth for her shall quickly be without care. Read.
For she goeth about seeking such as are worthy of her.
Sometimes people be in this Bible and they can't really get that understanding of what's going on because they have eyes to see but can't see, mm-hmm. and have ears to hear but can't hear.
That's right.
Read up.
Showeth herself favorably unto them in the way.
Uh-huh.
And meeteth them in every thought.
And meeteth them in every thought. Everything you think about, it takes wisdom to break down these things. Because a lot of us, we did a lot of stupid things in our life because we didn't have that wisdom. A lot of us sold dope to our own people, didn't have that wisdom. A lot of us was out here drinking our liver away, didn't have that wisdom.
That's right.
A lot of us was out here smoking weed till we can't see, didn't have that wisdom.
That's right.
Now it's wisdom in every thought to help guide us, to help us make good decisions. Read on.
For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline.
For the very true beginning of wisdom is to desire discipline. That's what I mean. This is what helps me. I desire discipline. I desire to know the righteous way to do everything.
Bring it up.
I don't want to do anything outside of the Most High's will. So I desire discipline so I can know the righteous way to walk in everything I do. Read.
And the care of discipline is love.
And the care of discipline, a lot of us when we get disciplined, we hate the person who disciplined us.
That's right.
You know, but the person who disciplined us loves you enough to tell you the truth.
That's right.
These are the things we don't take heed to. These are the things that that's in the back of our mind, because in the front of our mind, pride makes you lash out in a wrongful manner. Read on up.
And love is the keeping of her laws.
And love is the keeping of her laws. The discipline of the keeping of her laws. Read.
And the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance of incorruption.
And the keeping and the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance we are assured of incorruption. Got to understand something. We're not corrupt. You're not corrupt when you're thinking and using wisdom. You're not corrupt when you're following the laws of God. Read.
And incorruption maketh us near unto God.
And being in corruption, not being corrupted, that makes us near unto God. That brings us closer. Read.
Therefore, the desire of wisdom bringeth to thy kingdom.
Therefore, the desire of wisdom, the desire to know God's word, bringeth us to the kingdom. It bringeth us home, man. It brings us back to the nature of being a king, prince, princesses of the Most High. It brings us back to walking on a higher level than we are right now.
That's right.
Luke 7 and 20. The book of Luke, chapter 7 and verse 20.
The book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 20.
Read.
When the men were come unto him, they said,
read.
John baptized hath sent us. Shalakia. When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist, how sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?
Read on. That's not what I wanted right there. Give me Sirach 25 and 1. Sirach chapter 25 and verse 1. That is not what I wanted. I wrote something down wrong. Okay. Go ahead while I try to find that.
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 1. In three things I was beautified and stood up beautiful both before God and men. The unity of brotherhood, the love of neighbors, a man and
read,
a wife.
Read that again. Let me show y'all something right quick. Go ahead.
In three things I was beautiful and stood up beautiful both before God and man. The unity of brethren.
The unity of brethren. Read.
The love of neighbor.
A
man and a wife that agree together.
A man and a wife that agree together. Because the cold part about it is confused children come from a confused home. If there's disagreement in your home, guess what? The children are going to play on that. Guess what? They also going to mimic and do what mama and daddy do. So we got to watch how we walk in our home. He said, these things are beautiful unto him. A man and a wife that agree together. Amos 3 and 3. The book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. The cold part about it is a lot of children that can't find their way, they come from a confused home, a confused background. And the thing about what we do is We think we raising our children when we really not. We think we doing the best thing for them and we really not. We got a lot of parents out here, they accept their children of being homosexuals or being lesbians, but they the same parents that's in the church holding up their Bibles.
That's right.
Talking about they believing what this word say.
Jeez.
Them the same ones, man. But the ways of the world taught them to agree with the world. Well, how you going to be a child of God if you agree with the world?
Bring it out.
You say those that love the world, they are enemies of God. So we got to understand the scriptures that we say, the things that we bring out, they got to mean something.
That's right.
Read that for me, y'all.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3.
Read.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
That be the problem in most households. Two be trying to walk together, but they not in agreement. It's constant confusion, constant disagreement in the house. One feel this way about this, one feel this way about that. Guess who looking up on y'all while y'all go through y'all motions of y'all marriage? Your children.
Right.
If we don't prepare these children for this kingdom, guess what they going to be? They going to be slaves. They going to be the same thing we've been since we've been here. But nobody's paying attention to that. Nobody's teaching these children how to be men. Nobody's teaching these young women how to, these young ladies how to be women. They only teaching them. They trying to teach them, but they only teaching them what they see you dishing out.
Right.
People pay attention to your walk. All my sons, bro, they got certain attributes from me. All of them. One of my sons, he mimicked me so much that he walk and he talk and he act just like me. One of my sons, he has the spirit that I had as a young man. He got that all over him. Did I teach him that? No, I didn't teach him that. But he just hasn't. The goal is to provide the example for them to see how they need to walk.
That's right.
If we don't provide the example, because we can say a lot of things, boy, don't do what I did. Boy, do like I say and don't be trying to do what I do. You know, you can say as much things as you want to say, but they got to be provided with an example of how to walk.
Right.
That's what's wrong with most of our children today. Read that again, Art.
Can two walk together? Except they be agreed.
So now I'm dealing with the parents right now. You got to be in agreement in order to raise your children the right way.
That's right.
You know, I seen it. I didn't just come up with this class. This is what I'm going to go into. No, I seen it in my own children. All my children, when I got in this truth, my children were young. You know, but when I got in this truth, they was already at the age to where they're feeling themselves. So they 16, 17, 19, you know, they was at that age when I came into the truth. So before I came into the truth, what did they see in their father? What did they see in their mother? What they saw was two adults smoking and drinking together.
Bring it out.
That's what they saw before this truth, before we really got here. What they seen was a bunch of arguments and disagreements.
Bring it out.
So guess what? That leaves our children with a confused mind state on how to live their life, thinking that they can do it the way they want to do it, and that's cool with God. That's not cool with God.
That's
That's
not cool with the Most High.
That's right.
So we got to be prepared to understand our actions. Give me, you finished reading that out? Give me Ephesians 5 and 21 right quick. Ephesians 5 and 21. The whole reason the Most High gave us the rules of marriage is so we could make sure that the children see what a marriage really is. That's why we have brothers and sisters out here that don't know how to have a relationship or be with that other half, because they don't know how to conduct a true marriage.
Right.
Go ahead, Art.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 21.
Read.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Submitting yourselves one to another, meaning the man has to be submissive to his wife, and the wife has to be submissive to her husband. But these are on two different levels, because there is rules. There is a chain of command, a way things are supposed to be handled.
That's right.
The Lord came down here and walked the walk that the Most High told him to walk, to provide the example for us as men to walk in our households, to be leaders in our household.
That's right.
The woman is supposed to be the man's helpmeet. But these things can only go purely correct if they both submitting one to another in the fear of the Lord. If they're not both submitting to in the fear of the Lord, that means there's going to be some confusion. If we got the man submitting in the fear of the Lord and the woman not submitting, that means she want to do what she want to do when she want to do it.
That's right.
That means she in the house being a monster raising hell.
Bring that out.
If it's the other way around, that means that man, he want to run over that woman, get his way, but want to hold her accountable to what the scriptures say.
Bring it out.
That's right. That's not the way it goes. We both got to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
That's the way it works in the marriage. And when we do that, we do this. Read.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband.
Uh-huh.
As unto the Lord.
As unto the who?
As unto the Lord.
What are you teaching your children when you teach your children this? It said, wives, submit unto your husbands, your own husbands, as unto the Lord. So a lot of this, a lot of what the wives do in the house, that backbiting, that talking to their husband like he crazy, would you do the Lord like that? Because when you really listen to the scriptures, that's what it's saying. So if you come in your house calling your husband a no good nigga, I'm going to give you some when I want to give you some. If you're doing that, would you do the Lord like that?
Bring it out.
I mean, tell me the truth. Would you do God like that? Would you do the Lord like that? If the Lord came in there and said, sister, you need to clean the kitchen. I'm going to clean this kitchen when I get ready to clean it. You going to do the Lord like that? That's what I mean. That's how you know you have no respect for your husband.
Bring it out.
Same thing, vice versa. Read on up.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
For the husband is the head of the wife. Read.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
Even as Christ is the head of the church. Read.
And he is the savior of the body.
What is he?
And he is the savior of the body.
And he is the savior of the body of Christ. So what is that husband supposed to be in that household? He's supposed to be the savior of the kingdom of that house. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to provide. He's supposed to protect. He's supposed to lead. This is what the husband is supposed to do. That way his son can see how to be a leader in the home.
That's right.
That wife is supposed to be submissive to her husband, being his helpmeet. That way her daughter is to see how she's supposed to act toward her husband in the home. But we don't have that nowadays.
Bring it out.
We have the woman that say, I'm going to do what I want to do, and baby, you need to get you a nigga with some money.
Bring it out.
He need to have a car. He need to have six figures. And that's the same mama that'll tell you, if you got to slide down that pole to make some money, go do it.
Bring it out.
Come on, man. That's where you know our parenting is off.
Teach.
I'm watching my children. I'm seeing all of them smoking weed, you know. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I see all of them still devouring their own bodies with the drugs of the world. Because that's what they learned growing up.
That's right.
But one thing they didn't see the change. When we was out there doing our drugs, drinking, we was constantly moving, constantly getting evicted, leaving the dwelling because we were doing the wrong things with our money. We wasn't providing a stable household.
That's right.
We were just chasing that weed, man.
Bring it out.
How many of you brothers out there were selling drugs to do drugs?
Bring it out.
I've been there, done that. See what I'm saying? But I provided a bad example. But if they look at the good example, if they look at the good example, okay, mom and dad have been stable ever since they've been in this truth. Ever since they stopped smoking them weed, smoking them cigarettes, ever since they stopped drinking heavily, ever since they put down all the ways of the world and started walking with the Lord, they've been all right.
Bring it out.
They ain't never had their lights cut off. They ain't never had their water cut off. They ain't never been evicted no more. They've been really taking care of their business.
That's right.
If you look at the change, you'll understand something. But guess what? Them generational curses be embedded in the children. And it's up to us to try to draw it out. Read on, huh?
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ.
As the church is subject unto Christ, read.
So let the wives be to their own husbands.
It says, so let the wives be subject unto their husbands. Read.
In everything.
No, in some things.
In everything.
No, just things she want to do.
In everything.
In everything she supposed to be submissive to her husband.
That's right.
Now, if you got a wicked nigga, hey, give him a year. Maybe even two. Then you need to start making arrangements, because once you see that brother ain't going to change, you need to put yourself in a better place. Same thing go for the sister. Because you'll never be able to provide the example you're supposed to provide for the children. This is build our children up. And I'm going to show you why here in just a second. Read on.
Love your wife.
Uh-huh.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
It told a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Read on.
And gave himself for it.
And did what?
And gave himself for it.
And he died for the church. Everything he did was about the church. Right. Making sure it was in order. Making sure things was run right. So what the husband supposed to do for the wife? He's supposed to make sure the house in order. Make sure things running right. Make sure that the things that are needed in the household are there. That's what the husband is supposed to do.
Right.
Read on up.
That he might sanctify and cleanse.
That he might sanctify and clean it up. Read.
With the washing of water by the word.
With the washing of water by the word. He is the pastor, the preacher, the prophet of his home.
That's right.
And he's supposed to guide his home by this word. And if it ain't by this word, he got to fix it, correct it, change it, get it right. So he's killing that old nigga he used to be the man God made him to be the perfect example for his son and his daughter.
That's right.
Because I'm going to show you something. What is that daughter looking for when she go out here looking for a man? She looking for somebody like her daddy.
That's right.
So if her dad in there putting knots on her mama head, what she going to think love her?
Bring it out.
Dude.
Think about that. These are our daughters out here. We got to build them up. We got a kingdom build them up. Read on up.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church. The same thing we want in our household, a glorious house. A house that is put in order by the Most High. Read.
Not having spot or wrinkle.
Not having spot or wrinkle, meaning perfect. See, we've been taught that we can't be perfect. But Christ said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
That's right.
Being perfect is just following his word, keeping his law, statutes, and commandments, doing what he say. That's perfection. Read.
Or any such thing.
Uh-huh.
But that it should be holy without blemish.
That it should be separate, because holy just means separate. If you go to Leviticus 20:26, it just means separate. And he said without blemish. That's perfect. Without spot or wrinkle. But the only thing going to do that is the word. Read up.
So all men to love their wives
uh-huh.
as their own body.
He said a man is supposed to love his wife as his own body. Do you disrespect yourself?
Bring it out.
Do you slap yourself? Do you hit yourself in the eye? A man's supposed to respect his woman as he respects his own body. Read.
He that loveth his wife
uh-huh.
loveth himself.
He that loves his wife love himself. This is what it takes, man, in order to get that home in order. In order to get these children prepared, they got to see it in the home first.
Right.
If they don't see it in mom and daddy, where they going to get it from? Perfect example, man. Perfect example. How many of y'all still out there asking your children to go get your pack of cigarettes from the store?
Bring it out.
And holding them accountable if they don't do it. If you don't do it, what's going to happen? Might get a whooping because you said no to your mama. I'm going to further explain that when we get on down into the scripture. Give me Psalm 127:1. The book of Psalms, chapter 127.
and verse 1.
The book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1.
Read.
Except the Lord build the house.
Except the Lord build the house. Guess what? If your house ain't built on the foundation of the Lord, it's going to fall. Read.
Except the Lord build the house.
Uh-huh.
They labor in vain that build it.
Think about it. When you was before the truth, some of our people, some of our people that's not in the truth, when you trying to build that house on quicksand, you building it in vain because it's gonna sink. But if you building that house, if you let the Lord build the house, now you build it on a solid foundation.
Right.
See, to the Hebrew, this Bible is it means more than anything to them who are awakened. To those who are asleep, it's just something to rave around in the air and say you got a personal relationship.
That's right.
Read on up.
Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watch. Unless the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain.
But in what?
But in vain.
They do it for nothing. Unless the Lord keep that house in order, you do it for nothing. Read on up.
It is vain for you to rise up early.
It is vain for you to rise up early. Read.
To sit up late.
To do what?
To sit up late.
To sit up late. It is vain. What did you rise up early for to do the work? Just to sit up late. Read.
To eat the bread of sorrow.
To eat the what?
To eat the bread of sorrow.
Read.
For so he giveth his beloved sleep.
For so he giveth his beloved rest. Why do we put ourselves in a sad situation? Why are we out here trying to build our house without the Lord? Why are we out here trying to get our houses in order without the help of God? We've been there, done that. If you still going through the same thing you was going through back in 1975, back in 1985, back in 1995, you still, your way ain't working.
That's right, right.
Time for y'all to come home, man. Learn the righteous way to walk. Read on.
No, children's are inheritance of the Lord.
Children are what?
Children's are inheritance of the Lord.
The children are the heritage of the Lord. The building of this kingdom is going to end up with our children. Are our children going to destroy it, or are they going to keep it running together? It starts with us.
Right.
It starts with the parents.
That's right.
It starts with the grandparents. We got to get on these children and straighten them out. Now, we understand some not going to walk this walk. We understand people want to do what they want to do. I understand that. If you give them, I feed them all the time. I'm going to give them what this Bible say all the time. I'm not going to back away from it. I don't care how you feel about it. At the end of the day, it's your choice.
That's right.
I only can plant the seed. God got to give the increase. But if I plant the seed and it never gets any water, how will you get the increase?
That's right.
You got to think about some of these things that we put ourselves through. The example, man. We got to be the example, because telling them not going to get it.
Right.
Deuteronomy 28 and 1. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 1.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1.
Read.
And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Do you know what it means to do something diligently?
Bring it out.
To do something diligently? That means you always got your hands to the plow, to the task at hand. The only way you're going to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God is to read your Bible and learn. Be taught. Read.
To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day.
Read.
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations.
Above all nations, if you would just take heed to the word, read.
Of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee.
Read.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
If you shall hear the voice of the Lord thy God, read.
Blessed shall thy be in the city.
He said we will be blessed in the city. Read.
And blessed shall thy be in the field.
And we will be also blessed in the field. Let's see what this is going into. Read on.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
Blessed shall be our children. If we just hearken unto the Lord, some of us don't want to do that. So our children right now, they fighting a fight that they ain't ready for, that they ain't strength enough to be, because mom and daddy not feeding them this word.
Yeah.
Read.
And the fruit of thy ground.
And the fruit of thy ground, the food that we supposed to eat. These things shall be blessed. Read.
And the fruit of thy cattle.
Uh-huh.
The increase of thy kids.
Read.
And the flocks of thy sheep.
Understand something, man. If we don't teach our children, who will? If we don't raise them, who will? What we doing right now is we prepping them. We prepping them for the kingdom. And we got some children on this side that's going to be out there to destroy it. And we got some children on this side that's supposed to be ready to build it. I'm going to show you something. Those who spoil their children, not whooping their children ass, not getting on them by the things they do, that's going to be the child that's trying to destroy it.
That's right.
A lot of us, we just don't take heed to what this word say. We play with it. We play with it. And we play with it. And then when it come back to slap you in your face, guess what you do? You run from it.
Bring it out.
You run from it. Instead of getting up and getting things in order and getting stuff right, that pride set in. Don't want to be held accountable for your actions. I'm cool with being held accountable for my actions. Because that's what made me what I am today. Sometimes you don't know what a real man is till he's standing in front of you.
That's right.
Proverbs 22:6. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, and verse 6.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6.
Read.
Train up a child.
Do what?
Train up a child.
Train up a child. Train up a child. No, give your child a phone and let him watch TV all day. No, let them skip school and do what they want to. No, tell your child to quit school and start working a job. No, you know, train up a child. Train up a child. Read it again.
Train up a child.
Read.
In the way he should go.
In the way he should go. That's the problem with the parents. Y'all sit them in front of a phone and y'all leave it there, and that's what raised your child. 90% of the parents that are my age, you know what raised their child? The television. The streets. That's what raised their child. I remember being raised by the streets. I remember being, my mom and daddy were okay. They wasn't in this troop, but they wasn't smoke. Well, they didn't smoke around us. I wouldn't know that. They didn't smoke and they wasn't doing no heavy drinking around us and all that. I learned that from being outside all the time. Our areas that we live in, that's another issue. We cursed in the city. We live in all the destructive neighborhood. And the people in the neighborhood don't want to get right. So what is that, a bad example for your children? Why you think we tell you to homeschool your children?
That's right.
Because when they go to that school, they get destroyed.
That's right.
Being brought up in the ways of the world. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. Read.
And when he is old.
And when he grows old, read.
He will not depart from it.
He's going to stay in tune with it. We got to get our children rooted and grounded in the word of God. Because we prepping them for the kingdom.
That's right.
The kingdom of heaven is within them. But how are we going to expect it to just fall right there? We got to plant seeds.
Right.
We got to water that seed. We got to help it grow. Let me show you something about an example. Give me 1 Kings 2:1. The more you read, the more this Bible grows to you. And the more it grows, different situations become more serious situations because you start to see within the scripture. You're just not reading no more. You're seeing within the scripture. Read that out. And you've heard this one plenty of times on the street corner everywhere. But I'm going to show y'all something in this. Read that.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1.
Read.
Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die.
See, David getting ready to go see the maker. Read.
And he charged Solomon, his son.
And he charged his son. This the son that's been watching him his whole life. This the son that he raised. This the son that's been looking and paying attention to his actions. Read.
I go the way of all the earth.
I'm getting ready to die, son. Read.
Be thou strong, therefore.
He's building him up. Be strong, therefore, son. Read.
And show thyself a man.
And shew yourself a man. Read.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God. So in order for him to give him this word to keep the charge of the Lord thy God, guess what he got to be doing? He got to be raising him in it.
That's right.
He got to be raising him in this word. He got to be, he had to be teaching him this truth. He had to be teaching him the laws of God, letting him know this is the way. Walk ye in it. Read.
To walk in his way.
Uh-huh.
To keep his statutes.
Read.
And his commandments. And his judgments. And his testimony. As it is written in the law of Moses.
As it is written in the law of Moses. Read.
That thou mayest prosper.
That thou may do what?
That thou mayest prosper.
A lot of people wondering why they can't see the light. Why they not prospering. Why they steady living check to check. Why they steady bumping their head. Because you won't keep the charge. And guess what your children are going to do? They're going to go through the same life cycle you went through because they won't keep the charge. Read.
And all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turneth thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me.
Read.
Say, if thy children take heed to their ways.
If thy children take heed to their ways, read.
To walk before me. In truth.
To walk before me in my laws, read.
With all their heart.
With all their mind, read.
With all their soul.
With all their spirit, read.
There shall not fail thee, said he.
Uh-huh.
Amen. On the throne of Israel.
Let me show you the promise he was keeping. Let me show you what he was reading, what he was letting David know. Give me Psalms 132 and 10. Psalms 132 and 10. This is the thing we got to understand. We chant this Bible, we hold this Bible, but we don't read this Bible. Read that out.
For the book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 10.
Read.
For thy servant David's sake.
For thy servant David's sake, this is the promise he was telling him. Read.
Turn not away the face of thine anointed.
Read.
The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David.
The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David. Read.
He will not turn from it.
Uh-huh.
Of the fruit of thy body.
He said, of the fruit of David's body, of the tribe of Judah, read.
Will I sit upon thy throne if thy children will keep my covenant?
If thy children will keep his covenant, keep his commandments, read.
And my testimonies that I shall teach them.
That he shall what?
That I shall teach them.
That he shall teach us. I'm going to show you this in a minute. Read.
Their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore.
He said there were not, he promised David, if the children of Judah will keep my word, do my ways, there will always be a seed of Judah on the throne. Because it would always be a righteous king in the house. That's what he was trying to tell him. Now give me, matter of fact, let me show you what happened right quick. Give me 1 Kings. Let's go back to 1 Kings 11 and 1. I'm going to show you something right quick. I wonder, was Solomon listening to what David say or watching what David was doing? I wonder what was really going on. Read that.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse 1.
Read.
But King Solomon
mm-hmm.
loved many strange women.
Loved many strange women, because it's a law that we're not supposed to deal with women outside of our nation. But the King Solomon, he loved many strange women. But the Bible said, if ye walked in my ways, there will always be a king of Judah on the throne.
That's right.
So let's see. Read.
Together with the daughters of Pharaoh,
uh-huh.
women of the Moabites,
read.
The Ammonites, the Edomites, and the Gideon,
uh-huh.
and the Hittites.
So Solomon had a wife of every nation. Read on.
Or the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel.
Read.
Ye shall not go in to them.
Uh-huh.
Neither shall they come in unto you.
You shall not be dealing with them, and they shall not be dealing with you. Read.
For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods.
For surely, see, when you deal with other nations, what happens? These other nations have their own gods that they worship.
That's right.
So when you start to deal with them, when you fall in love with a woman, what's the main thing you want to do when you fall in love with a woman? You want to make her happy.
That's right.
You want to do something well-pleasing unto her instead of doing something well-pleasing unto God.
That's right.
Emotions, sexual contact. It causes emotions to flare out and go all over the place, and it causes brothers to step outside of the spirit. Read up.
Solomon cleaved unto these in love.
Uh-huh.
And he had 700 wives.
He had what?
700 wives.
Read.
Princesses. And 300 concubines.
Uh-huh.
And his wives turned away his heart.
And his wives turned away his heart. Let's see what he did. Read.
For it came to pass, when Solomon was old,
uh-huh,
that his wives turned away his heart.
They turned away his mind. Read.
After other gods.
After other gods. Read.
And his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as with the heart of David, his father.
Now, it just said, it just let you know that Solomon's heart wasn't perfect with God as David's heart was perfect with God. It's a difference in what they did, but it's the same thing. Now, I'm going to show it to you. Give me 2 Samuel 5. So, we've seen that Solomon had many wives. So, pretty sure Solomon has many children from other nations, different nations. But let me show you something right quick. Give me this. 1 Samuel 2:5. The book of 2 Samuel 2:5. Go ahead, when you get there.
The book of 2 Samuel 2:5. And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh. The most Gilead, and said unto them, blessed be ye of the Lord, that ye have showed this kindness unto your Lord.
Do me a favor, and go to 2 Samuel 3:2. 2 Samuel 3:2.
The book of 2 Samuel 3:2.
Mm-hmm.
And unto David were sons born in Hebron.
Uh huh.
And his firstborn was
Amnon. Uh huh.
Of Ahinoam.
The Jezreelites. Read.
And his second, Chilion, of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite.
Right.
And the third, Abstamon, the son of Maacah,
uh-huh,
the daughter of Talmah, king of Geshur.
Read on up.
And the fourth, Adonijah. Adonijah.
Uh-huh.
The son of
Haggith.
Uh-huh. And the fifth.
Shephatiah,
son of Abital. And the sixth of Iteram, by Iglad, David's wife. These were born to David to Hebrew.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. The names was giving you. Hey, wait a minute. Okay. Now what I'm trying to show you is, man, David had many wives too. But his wives was Israelites. But I'm going to show you what I'm getting at. Give me Deuteronomy 17:17. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, man, verse 17. You get it out. You get it.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 17.
Matter of fact, start at 14 right quick.
Verse 14.
Where I'm going. Read.
When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee,
uh-huh,
and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein.
Read.
And shall say, I will set a king over me.
Uh-huh.
like as all the nations that are about me.
So this is what the people wanted to do. They wanted a king set over there. Read.
Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee.
Uh-huh.
Whom the Lord thy God shall choose.
Read.
One from among thy brethren shall thy set king over thee.
Uh-huh.
Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother.
He let them know that they are not supposed to set a king over them that's not of the nation of Israel. Read on.
But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt.
Or cause the people to return to Egypt spiritually, to put the people back into bondage. He said he's the king of our nation is not supposed to do our people like this. Read.
To the end that he should multiply horses.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as the Lord hath said unto you,
read,
ye shall henceforth return no more that way.
You shall not be as the other nations. That's all he's saying. Read.
Neither shall he multiply wives to himself.
These are the guidelines for the kings of Israel. Read it again.
Neither shall he multiply wives to himself.
So what I'm showing you is, we, the king of Israel, was not supposed to multiply wives unto himself, right? Okay, so what was Solomon doing? Was he doing what his daddy told him? Or was he doing what he seen his daddy was doing? Think about it. So was he doing what his daddy told him, or was he watching his daddy's actions?
See
these actions, they weigh heavy on a child.
Yeah.
Your actions, they weigh heavy on the child's spirit. Because you can tell him all day, be good to your wife, son, but you're kicking his mama's ass. So is he going to be good to his wife, or is he going to be putting knots on Shaniqua's head?
Yeah.
You know, we got to watch how we act in front of these children. Our whole life is a preparation for the children. Everything we do, the children are watching us. So we have to make sure that we're showing them the righteous way to live this life.
Right.
Period. Read on out.
Neither shall he multiply wives to himself.
Uh-huh.
That his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold.
Not to multiply riches unto himself. But I'm showing you, actions speak louder than words.
That's right.
That's a big thing. That's a real big thing. Sirach 25:2. A real big thing, man. These children, they watch our every move. Had me and my wife not been smoking weed, maybe my children wouldn't be smoking weed. And that's a big maybe, because I'm looking at the world we live in, there's marijuana everywhere. But if they looking at the daddy's and the mama's actions, had we not have been a partaker in that, they might would have just said no. Nah, I don't get down like that. Because they seen that. But once they seen mom and daddy always hitting that blunt, now they don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Our actions mean a lot to these children.
Right.
Read up.
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 2.
Read.
Three sorts of men my soul hated.
Uh-huh.
And I am greatly offended at their life.
Read.
A poor man that is proud.
Pride is one way or one spirit that you can put on your children, man, that'll mess them up for the rest of their life. I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. I don't want nobody telling me nothing. I don't want to hear what nobody got to say. I can do it myself. That can destroy a child. Because they don't want to learn. Read.
A rich man that is a liar.
A rich man that is a what?
That is a liar.
So what if he see his daddy got a lying spirit on him? No, his daddy was out with Shaniqua last night, but he telling his mama he was at the pool hall. What if he see his daddy got a lying spirit? So what he going to think it's okay to do? Lie. Lying lips are an abomination to the Most High. That's scripture. Read.
And an old adulterer that doted.
And an old adulterer that doted. So if they think it's cool what we doing, they gonna think it's cool that they do it.
That's right.
Period. Point blank. If we don't prep these children up, they gonna die out here. These children these days not even built like we was built. They not even tough enough.
That's right.
That's why they falling off so quick. Look at how many of our children are gay, man.
Bring it out.
In the homosexuality.
Bring it out.
Look at how many of our daughters are lesbians out here, man.
Bring it out.
Man, look at how many children are strung out on drugs. It's more than weed and cocaine now. They popping mollies.
Bring it out.
They dealing with heroin. They out here. They doing all sorts of things, man, to try to fit in or get high or drown their sorrows out. But when they come back to reality, the problem's still there. Read up.
If thou hast gathered nothing in thy youth.
If you have not learned nothing in your youth, read.
How canst thou find anything in thine age?
How will you find anything in your old age if you ain't gathered nothing in your youth? We got to make sure our children are gathering something in their youth, man. Right now, they need to be gathering knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Right now, they need to be following the Most High. Because if they're not doing it now, guess what? It's going to be hard for them to do it later.
That's right.
He said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it when he is old. So you tell me, what type of life are you leaving for your children, bro?
That's right.
I want y'all to get it together, man. I made my mistakes. I changed my life. I'm planting my seeds. What you going to do? You can start right now, man. You got children 1, 2, and 3 years old. They need to be learning right now, man. Right now. When are we going to stop playing with our lives? Because when we play with our lives, guess who other lives we playing with? Our children.
That's right.
We're playing with their lives too. Ephesians 6 and 1. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 1, man. It's time for Israel to listen. Stop talking so much and listen.
That's right.
Read this.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 1.
Read.
Children, obey your parents.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord.
Read.
Boy, this is right.
But what about that mama that's asking her child to go get a pack of cigarettes from the store? What about that mama that's sending her child around to the weed house to get her a sack? But what about that daddy that's sending his son to go get his liquor and his drink and his cigars so he can enjoy the game? What about them?
Bring it out.
A child still got to do what they tell him to do because that's their child, to avoid punishment. Because he's going to get his ass whooped if you tell him no.
Bring it out.
No. Who you talking to? Real talk. Real talk. But these are the same parents. Read it again.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right.
For this is what?
For this is right.
For this is right. So even though they in a sticky situation, they still got to obey their parents. When we going to stand up and be real parents, man? When we going to stand up and be real parents and tell our children to keep the laws of God?
Bring it out.
To teach them the laws of God. To sit down with them and read this Bible and show them where they're going off at. When are we going to do that?
Bring it out.
My children get tired of hearing about this Bible, the ones that's not in the school, because whatever they say, I got a scripture for it. And I always tell my children that's not in the truth, that's not following these ways, I always tell them, until you get yourself right with the Most High, you're going to keep up in your head.
That's right.
Until you get yourself right with the Lord and start keeping his word, it's going to be hard for you out here. I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. Read on up.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment which promised.
Read.
That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
But I'm going to show you what's going on with our children. Give me Proverbs 13 and 13 right quick. The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 13. And I'm going to show you what's going on. They don't see it because they think life is supposed to be the way they want it to be. So they blind to what's really going on, why it's so hard for them. Read.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 13.
Read.
Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed.
Whoever hate God's word shall be destroyed. This ain't a physical destruction. This is a mental, spiritual destruction. Because they going to think the world is good. They're going to think evil is good and good is evil. They're going to think the world is good and the Bible's evil. We got people who won't even read this Bible. I don't want to read that Bible because they say this and they say that. But you'll listen to somebody that tell you smoking weed is good for you.
Bring it out.
When smoke destroys your lungs.
That's right.
When the weed now got 20 chemicals in it that cause cancer.
Bring it out.
Come on, man. Tell me what you don't. Tell me what I don't know. What you think your loud got in it?
Bring it out.
It got extra chemicals. Weed don't grow that strong.
Yep.
It's chemically enhanced. What you think your cigarettes got in it? 10 chemicals that cause cancer over a long period of time of inhalation. Read up.
But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
Shall be what?
Shall be rewarded.
That's that promise of long life for the children if they obey their parents. Read up.
The law of the wise is a fountain of life.
This Bible is a fountain of life for an Israelite, bro.
That's right.
For the people it belonged to, this Bible is a fountain of life for us.
Right.
Read.
To depart from the snares of death.
To do what?
To depart from the snares of death.
To depart from the snares of death. This is what this Bible is supposed to help us with, right? Now let me show you something. Hold where you at. Give me Romans 6 and 23. Romans 6 and 23.
The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23.
Read.
For the wages of sin is death.
What's the wages of sin?
For the wages of sin is death.
So guess what? This Bible keeps you out of sin if you just do what it say.
That's right.
The snares of death is sin.
That's right.
Read up.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
But the gift of God is that eternal life. Let me show you something. Read on. Let's go back to Proverbs 13 and 15.
The book of Proverbs.
Start at 14.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 14. The law of the wise is a fountain of life.
But the free gift of God is eternal life. Read it again.
The law of the wise is a fountain of life.
The light, your life is in this Bible.
That's right.
It says, he that finds his life shall lose it. Him that want to live his life his way, he going to lose his life. But he who loses his life, for my name's sake, for his name's sake, he's going to find his life.
James.
We'll get understanding. Keep reading up.
To depart from the snares of death.
Uh-huh.
Good understanding giveth favor.
Good what?
Good understanding giveth favor.
Good understanding of this Bible, it gives you favor. Read.
But the way of transgression.
But the ways of a sinner, read.
Is hard.
Is what?
Is hard.
Is what?
Is hard.
But the ways of a sinner is hard. So you wonder why things get hard on you out here. You wonder why you're going through so much. You wonder why you're fighting with the dope, the guns, the alcohol. You wonder why you're fighting out here in these streets. You wonder why it's hard paying your rent. You wonder why you can't get your apartment fixed. You wonder why you're having so much trouble in your relationship and in your marriage. You wonder why. Because the ways of transgressors, the ways of sinners, it's hard on them out here, man.
That's right.
It's hard. But do you want to listen? Do you want to come to the light? Or do you want to keep struggling in the fight? Ephesians 6 and 4. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verse 4.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
Don't provoke your children to anger. Don't provoke your children to wrath. Let me show you what a father is supposed to do. This is how you plant the seed with your children. Read.
But bring them up in the nurture and admonishing of the Lord.
It says, bring them up in the nurture, bring them up in the word and the admonition of the Lord. Rebuke them sharply. Rebuke your children sharply about this word. Make sure they understand how they're supposed to live their life.
That's right.
That's you teaching them something.
That's right.
This is what we have to get that understanding and learn, man. Proverbs 13, 22.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 22.
Read.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children.
What does a good man do?
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children.
What do you think inheritance we supposed to leave? You think it's just about big money, an insurance plan? You think it's about leaving land? It's about that, but it's really about the heritage of the Lord. He said he's going to feed them with the heritage of Jacob. We're supposed to leave them that inheritance. We're supposed to leave them that. Let me get you a little more right quick. Leave that right there where it said. We're going to come right back out and give me Sirach 24:23 right quick. Let me show y'all something right quick.
The book of Sirach, chapter 24, verse 23.
Read.
All these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High God.
So this Bible is the book of the covenant of the Most High. He said
David, as long as your children keep my covenant that he only gave to the 12 tribes, they will always sit a man of Judah on the throne.
That's right.
But he said, this book is the covenant. Read on.
Even the law which Moses commanded for an inheritance.
For what?
For an inheritance.
For what?
For an inheritance.
Read.
Unto the congregation of Jacob.
This Bible is our heritage. If we're not living by it, guess what? We are living outside the box of God.
That's right.
We are living outside the box of him and his son, man.
That's right.
We're supposed to live by this Bible, die by this Bible.
That's right.
They say you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
That's right.
Well, this sword right here, it provides eternal life. It provides a kingdom. And we either going to live by this and be rewarded, or we going to live the way we want to live and suffer death.
That's right.
Everybody think because God ain't killed you physically that you good. Well, I ain't sick. I used to say that when I smoked cigarettes. Well, you know, I ain't died. I ain't sick. Ain't nothing wrong with me. You know. But I'm in the hospital with low oxygen.
Bring it out.
Come on, man. You got to use your brain. Stuff out here killing us and ain't nobody really taking heed to it, man. Let's go back. 13:22.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 22.
Read.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children.
Uh-huh.
Children. And the wealth of the sinners.
And the wealth of the sinners, read.
Is laid up for the just.
It's going to be laid up for the just. Whatever you leave behind is going to make its way to God's people. Read on.
Much food is in the tillage of the poor.
It says much food is in the tillage of the poor. I'm explaining that in a minute. Read on.
But there is that is destroyed for want of judgment.
But there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Those is outside the box and those are inside the box. Now I'm going to show you that. Give me 12 and 11, Proverbs.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread.
So he said, much food is in the tillage of the poor. So the poor what? The poor, we are deprived of food. But if we till in our land, it's what? We getting the land ready to plant seed. We water that seed, it's going to bring forth food abundantly. But what it's going into is if we get in this Bible and we read and we water the seed that God has planted in us through the word, guess what? We will never be hungry again. Think about that. Read on up.
But he that followeth vain persons,
walking with people that's not right, read.
Is void of understanding.
He's void of understanding because he chose something over this word of God. If you don't care about yourself, you don't care about your child. You can't teach them good things if you don't know good things. 13:24, Proverbs.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 24.
Read.
He that spareth his rod.
He that spareth the rod, read.
Hated his son.
He hated his son, man. Do you understand what spare the rod is? That can go into whooping his tail. You know, that can go into that. But sparing the rod is not checking him when he's messing up with these scriptures. See, this Bible is a rod. This Bible can check spirits. And if you correct your son, man, as he make mistakes instead of playing with him or thinking it's a game with him, that's something that's going to stick with him. When he is old, he won't depart from it. Read.
But he that loveth him chastiseth him betimes.
But he that loveth him, he stay on his ass, man. He stay on him. He makes sure he's taking care of his business. He makes sure he up brushing his teeth, cleaning his room, get out there, mow that yard. He making sure he's taking care of his business. The things that we teach them, they're going to be able to carry with them forever. Teach him how to work on a car. He ain't got to pay nobody to fix his motor. Teach him how to be a child of the Lord. He ain't got to worry about death becoming up on him. But we don't think like that. Deuteronomy 6:1.
book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 1.
Go ahead.
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commands to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whether ye go to possess it.
Read.
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments,
read,
which I command thee, thou and thy son.
Thou and who?
Thou and thy son.
Read on.
And thy son's son.
He said this is supposed to not just fall from the daddy to the son. It's supposed to fall to his son's son. Read.
All the days of thy life.
So the example that we set, guess what? When we set a bad example, the same thing happens. It falls to our son, then it falls to our son's son. So you can either pass a good heritage down to your children, or you can pass a bad heritage down. You know how many young boys I see out here, 13, 14, smoking weed, packing pistols, selling dope?
Bring it out.
You know how many young girls I see out here grinding up against some little boy, out here all in a little boy lap? She don't even know nothing about nothing yet. You know, you know how much I see out here? It's little girls downtown, man, gotta be 13, 14, 15, prostituting themselves.
Bring it out.
Where did they learn that from? Where did they get that from? They ain't growing up watching Hustle and Flow. Where they getting this from? They get it from the parents.
Right.
You know why? Because they see mama in there slow grinding on one of their uncles, that one that she told them they uncle. But it's really another dude she dealing with. What did they see daddy doing? They're breaking down dope, packing pistols, slapping people, doing the utmost. This is what's going to be in their system. So if we don't teach them God's word, say they bound to Drizzle. Go ahead, Art.
And that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it.
And observe. Observe means to keep or to obey. He say observe to do it. To do it means to put it in action. Read.
That it may be well with thee. And that ye may increase mightily.
Read.
As the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Read on.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart.
All thy mind, read.
And with all thy soul.
All thy spirit, read.
And with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
That the words that he commanded shall be in our heart. The only time something can stay in your mind, if you're reading, studying, and taking heed day and night. Read.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Who we supposed to teach them to?
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Read.
And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
So when the children come to the house, you're supposed to be giving them this word. Read.
And when thou walkest by the way.
When you walking by them and they going through something and they having a hard time, you're supposed to give them that word. Read.
And when thou liest down. And when thou risest up.
Before they go to sleep and when they wake up, you're supposed to give them this word. Read.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
They're supposed to be a part of your actions. They're supposed to be a part of your body. That's all he's telling you. Because this one, if they see it on you, they're going to do it.
That's right.
If you don't allow nothing go on in your house but this, that's how this house going to be ran. Read.
And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate.
So understand, when you come to my house, you got to follow these rules. You got to keep these commandments, man. But if we don't stand on it, they don't continue to do what they want to do. They're going to continue to do what they want to do. Give me Matthew 5 and 16 right quick. How do we give our children this example? How do we make sure that they walking like they're supposed to walk? I'm going to show you the same way we let the people in the world know how we're supposed to walk. Read that out.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16.
Read.
Let your light so shine before men.
Do what now?
Let your light so shine before men.
If you letting your light shine before men, guess who else that light shining before? Your children. They're going to see the way to walk. Read.
That they may see your good works.
That they may see what?
That they may see your good works.
Because they may see your good works. And this is what happens. Read.
And glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Then they can glorify the Father. Because your walk helped them walk.
I'll give you a minute with that. Sometimes the most simplest things be the hardest things to understand. Give me 2nd Ezra 1 and 4 right quick. We're trying to change this cycle. 2nd Ezra chapter 1 and verse 4. When you get there, read it.
The book of 2nd Ezra chapter 1 verse 4.
Read.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, say,
read.
Go thy way.
Uh-huh.
Show my people their sinful deeds.
Show the people their sinful deeds. Read.
And their children their wickedness, which they have done against me.
And show their children the wickedness they've done against him. Let me show y'all something. Read.
That they may tell their children's children.
Uh-huh.
Because the sin of their fathers.
Because the sins of their fathers, read.
Or increased in them.
They increased in the children. They see what we do and they do it too.
Bring it out.
Read.
For they have forgotten me.
They have did what?
For they have forgotten me.
They done forgotten God because the fathers of the house that's raising the children have forgot God. Read.
And have offered unto strange gods.
And have did what?
And have offered unto strange gods.
Offered unto the world. Those strange gods are in the world. It don't take much to become your God. Anything that's more important than him. Some of y'all can't wait to get the doobie out the ashtray in the morning before you can't even pray. That's because that weed more important than him. Some of y'all can't wait to get over Big Booty Judy house. Because that booty more important than him.
Bring it out.
Y'all want Tyrone with the six-pack thugged out sagging. Because he's more important than your God. Read up.
Am not I, even he that brought them out of the land of Egypt.
Did not I bring them out of bondage? Read.
From the house of bondage. But they have provoked me unto wrath.
Uh-huh.
And despised my counsel.
They despise the counsel of the Lord. If they despise the counsel, that means, guess what? They not going to even give the counsel to their children. Because they don't want to be dealing with it. It's one thing, man. I was raising my grandbaby. And she was always at the house all the time. All the time. And all of a sudden it stopped. You know. And one thing I had to think about is I was teaching my grandbaby this Bible. And teaching her how to walk like a little lady. Teaching her that women ain't supposed to be out here with pants on. That they supposed to have dresses on. Teaching her the right way to walk in this Bible. And she probably was going home checking her mama and daddy about what granny and granddaddy say about that Bible. And we ain't seen her or got to really spend time with her since. So, you know, sometimes you can only do what you can do. Read on.
Pull thou off then the hair of thy head.
Uh-huh.
And cast all evil upon them.
Read.
For they have not been obedient unto my law.
They have not been obedient unto my law. Read.
It is a rebellious people.
It is a what?
Rebellious people.
But it is a what?
Rebellious people.
It is a rebellious people. And that's why some of the children of the people are always under turmoil. That's why they're going through so much, because they can't find their way, because they've never been taught nothing. You know, we're going to let the Most High get the increase and wake up the children, but it's our job as parents to make sure we feeding them with the heritage of Jacob. Yes, feeding them this Bible, man. Give me Psalm 78 and 1, last precept. The book of Psalms, chapter 78 and verse 1.
When you the book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 1.
Read.
Give ear, O my people, to my law.
Give ear, Israel, to the law. Read.
Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
Make your ears hear this word. Incline your ear. Listen. Read.
I will open my mouth in a prayer.
Uh-huh.
I will utter dark sayings of old.
Read.
Which we have heard and known. And our fathers have told us.
And our what have told us?
And our fathers have told
us. And our fathers have taught us. Read.
We will not hide them from their children.
We will not hide this word from our children. Read.
showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord.
Showing our children how to praise God, read.
And his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done.
We're going to tell them about all the experiences that the Lord has given unto us since we've been walking in his ways. Read.
For he established a testimony in Jacob.
He established his testimony in Jacob, which is the father of the 12 tribes. Read.
And appointed a law in Israel.
And appointed that law to the Israelites and the Israelites only. Read.
Which he commanded our fathers.
Uh-huh.
That they should make them known to their children.
That we should make them known to who?
To their children.
We're supposed to make this Bible known to our children, man. Read.
That the generation to come might know them. Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children.
Understand, we got to make sure our children's children know the heritage of the Lord and what keeps us in his grace and what helps us walk righteous and what helps keep us out of harm's way. This Bible is a hedge of protection if we keep it and use it.
That's right.
Read.
That they might set their hope in God.
That they might set their hope in the Father. Read.
And not forget the works of God.
Uh-huh.
But keep his commandments.
But do what?
But keep his commandments.
Read your Bible, man. Read.
And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation.
That's what we're trying to change. We're trying to change the outcome of the children. It said that they might not be as their fathers because their fathers was a rebellious generation. The children become a rebellious generation. Read.
A generation that set not their heart aright.
That set not their mind aright to walk in the ways of God, to lean not to their own understanding. Read.
And whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
And their spirit couldn't walk with God, because can two walk together except they be agreed?
Bring it out.
This is what we say, man. This is what we're talking about. If we, the kingdom of God is in the preparation of the children. Do you want our children to live like we live? Do you want our children going through the same thing that we going through? Do you want them to suffer, man? Out here getting shot down in the street. Got to go to their enemies for everything they want, everything they need. Don't know how to grow their own food. Don't know how to purchase no land. Don't know how to break down no lambs. Don't know how to get eggs from chickens. Don't know how to feed themselves or their family. Do you want our children to be going through the same thing?
Bring it out.
It's up to y'all as parents, man, to walk in this righteousness, man. On that, we're going to say shalom.